When it comes to brand design, Mike and Cara from Smith & Dixon are pretty much top of the game. Now, you might recognize that name from the episodes with Henry Modesta and Fee Huang because they're the ones who designed the Perplexity brand identity. And during our interview, it didn't take me long to realize that these two have more hacks and mental models for creativity and brand strategy than pretty much anyone that I know. So here are a few of my favorites.
Anytime you're developing like a brand tone or personality, you should picture it like you're describing your brand like a person, not like a brand, because it's very easy to describe your brand as like tidy and clean. But like, is that the words you would use to describe your best friend?
Let's hear who they picked for Perplexity as an example.
Somebody was like, well, how did you come up with like what Perplexity should feel like? And I was like, it should basically feel like Malcolm Gladwell. Super informed, super knows everything, but explains it to you in a way that makes really sense and it really resonates. And you're like, yeah, okay, I feel great. And I want to listen to his podcast and read his book. But he's like, super, super smart. So that can be helpful to feel like, oh yeah, that's who our brand is, encapsulated by a human being that I can picture and I can reference.
And the reason I like this tactic is when you're describing a person, it's much easier to reach for words that would definitely not come up if you're trying to describe your brand as this corporate identity.
If you look at someone like Simone Biles, the words that might come out of that are like determined, focused, like strategic, measured, accurate. And those kinds of words, as you're describing that person, can help you go into a different territory. I would never think of the word accurate if I wasn't trying to describe someone who has precision in like their mental sense.
Another mental model that Mike and Cara use that I'm definitely stealing has to do with writing. See, when Cara is working on a vision for a company, she's writing to a very specific person. And that's a candidate reading your vision while considering accepting your job offer.
What is your vision? Your vision is the thing you should share with a new recruit. Be like, oh, here's what our vision is as a company. Here's our purpose. And they should be like, I'm canceling all my other interviews. I want to work with you.
Whether it's the hero section of your portfolio or company mission statement, you're always going to communicate more effectively when you speak directly to a specific person. So I love this idea of asking myself, what would it take for a candidate to cancel their other interviews and accept the job on the spot?
We're always putting that emotion into things. It shouldn't just be a plan. It should be a thing that makes somebody feel something.
One of my other favorite parts of the conversation was how Mike and Cara referred to brand elements as ingredients.
A brand isn't a thing that you go and you buy and then you're done with it. Like, it's not like that. It's much more like food. Like, you have to make it again every single day. It can be great and you can get better at it. And the more, you know, moves that you have in your kitchen, the better your meals are going to be. But like, you still have to keep making it. And I think a lot of people think like, oh, if I buy a beautiful brand, then like making everything will be easy and I never have to invest in this ever again. And that's like the opposite. Like, it should be like, great, I have these the most amazing brand ingredients and I can't wait to cook with them every day.
In that last clip, Cara said a key word that they use a lot. It's called moves. And it's their generic term for all of the other stuff beyond your logo, type, and color palette. It's everything else that you can tie to the brand that feels ownable.
How do you create a thing that doesn't have your new logo on it, but still feels like you? And that's how you know you're starting to develop moves in your brands that like, oh, what is it? Like, it's a signature way that this skews, or it's this pattern, or it's this brand element, or it's this swoop, or it's this, you know, collage photography, whatever it is that feels like it's not just my logo and my color, and that's like all you have, but you have moves that you can do and use in a lot of different ways.
An example of this would be the subtle geometric pattern you see sprinkled throughout the Perplexity product.
It's super, super subtle, and if they didn't have it, it would feel like slightly less Perplexity.
Now, the funny thing about those patterns is that Mike mentioned how Armin from the popular publication Brand New thought the patterns were kind of bogus, which is going to happen a lot as you're figuring out what the right moves are for your brand.
I'll be honest, a lot of the times, like, you know, they'll have like a product designer or something on staff and they're just like, why would I repeat the type 20 times? And I'm just like, oh no, it's like a train. Like, it's like the repetition of a train. So it's like the type's going over and over and over again. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm just like, okay, never mind. Never mind. Forget it. Forget it. So then like things like that will get cut, but you got to try it. You got to try that stuff.
It's why I love the idea of the creativity faucet so much. It's this idea that you have to get through all of the bad ideas as quickly as possible in order to get to the good stuff. And that's a defining characteristic of how Smith & Dixon operates.
If you're just like, I need to make the perfect thing, it's really hard. If you're like, I made a million things, then we can all as a team look at it and decide which are the things worth saving. I'm like, okay, throw this stuff away. Let's go in on that. This is interesting.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. As if Raycast could get any better, they just released a feature that I've been wanting for years, and it's called Raycast Focus. It helps you stay in flow by blocking distracting apps and websites. It's goal-based, works in your browser, and it's always a keyboard shortcut away. And my favorite part is they even have a little floating bar to give you a quick glance of how much time is left in your goal. I'm already using this every day, and it's just another reason why you should definitely download Raycast if you haven't already. Just head to dive.club/focus to learn more. So this new product called Genway has totally changed the way that I do research. It uses AI-powered interviewers to help you gather rich, qualitative data at basically an infinite scale. And you can even interview people while they use your Figma prototypes. You just tell the AI what you're hoping to test, and it will have a dynamic conversation with each person as they're going through your prototype. You should see the quality of the follow-up questions that the AI asks. It is really something. And the best part is they just introduced a self-serve onboarding, so you can get started right away. And they're even offering 2 months free for Dive Club listeners. Just head to dive.club/Genway to get that special offer. That's Genway.
Okay, now on to the episode.
It feels like every time I open Twitter, somebody is praising Mike's work. And after talking with him, I think there's two reasons he's one of the greats. The first is he gets through a lot of ideas.
I'm giving a talk or something, people are like, well, how'd you make that? And I'm like, because I made 60 of them.
The second is he's not afraid to push the boundaries, even if it means breaking the rules a bit. So before I let you go, I want to end with one of my favorite clips from any episode.
Like, I was working on our end of year, like, post. I was like, what if it was just bonkers? You know what I mean? Like, just do that. Why not? Make it weird. If it's like, have fun and like put millions of gradients inside of it. A lot of the times people are just like, well, the brand guidelines are so narrow. And like, stop it. If it actually looks good, people will let it fly.